Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you, Lord, that you are our provider. That you are our provider by name, O God. And Father God, you have provided for us, O God, through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Father, as we rise into the mount of the Lord in a living and growing Passover, Father, we are opened, O God, to all that you have given us, O God, in your precious Son, Father. Lord, enable us to understand that what you have given us as sons of God comes to us through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. His sacrifice made, O God, manifest in our hearts, Father, in a living witness of blood, water, and spirit, Father, in a living witness fashioned and formed in the substance of his fullness, Father. And this is your provision, Father, that we may receive and realize all of your provisions in the living reality of the abiding, Father, the eternal, Father, the everlasting, Father. You mean for us to be provided for, Father, in abiding and everlasting terms. You mean for us, O God, to realize realities, O God, open to us in your Son, that will stand with us, Father, forever, that will grow in us, O God, forever, that will be made manifest, O God, in our lives, O God, so that we will be unveiled as a living and growing blessing, Father, manifested in the fullness of Christ Jesus. The fullness of Christ Jesus being to us, O God, the unveiling of your name, Father. For he has manifested thy name to us, Father. And today, Father, as we meditate, O God, on what you have given us in your precious Son, open our hearts that we will receive of all that you have given us. For all that has been given to us is of his fullness. It has been given to us grace upon grace, Father. So, Lord, open our hearts to the reality of the grace that enables your provision to become manifested in our lives, that enables your provision to find expression through our lives, Father. So you have chosen us to be a people blessed, Father, so that we will be living blessings, Father, of all that you have brought into our lives by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for the painstaking work of the Holy Spirit in unveiling the fullness of Jesus within us, so that we may express him, O God, through our lives and receive and realize, O God, the abundance that is your provision to us. Release to us, O God, the spirit and life of your Son. Release to us, O God, the character and nature of your Son. Release into us, O God, his faith and his love, Father. Release into us, O God, his thoughts, his witness, his testimony. Unveil in us, O God, the mind of Christ. Enable us, O God, to receive and realize the spirit of Christ that expresses to us the true wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that comes to us in the counsels, O God, of your word, Father, that comes to us in a growing strength, in a growing calm, in a growing reality, O God, of the delight of the fear of the Lord, Father. Let all that is within us, O God, be unveiled in the Spirit of Christ, so that we will be enabled, O God, to see and understand things in a higher plane, Father, that we will leave the mediocrity of this world and rise, O God, to unveil as sons of the Most High God, both male and female, Father, that we will be made manifest, O God, in the fullness of him who must fill all in all. For this is your plan. This is all that you have ordained, Father, in your perfect will. Let it come forth so that he will have first place within us and amongst us as the body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. Bless us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are talking about God our provider, Yahweh Yireh. And Yahweh Yireh is open to us in the reality of a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Genesis 22, verse 14. We are on module 8, the unveiling of the name of God. And we are on the subject of the covenant names of God. The first covenant name of God that we unveiled was the covenant name Yahweh Elyon, the Most High God. The second covenant name that we have unveiled is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. And this is the third covenant name that we are talking about, Yahweh Yireh, the Lord will provide, the Lord God who is our provider. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it will be provided. In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Praise the Lord. This is provision in the sacrifice of the Son. And this is provision that unveils in the mount of the Lord. This is provision that God means for His sons to receive, realize, and manifest. And when we talk of sons, we are talking of both male and female. All right? Because Galatians says that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all sons of God. Let's turn to that very quickly. Galatians chapter 3. From verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor female, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And heirs according to the promise. The promise. The promise that God will provide. In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Today we want to meditate on what God has provided for us in Christ Jesus. What has God given us in Christ Jesus? Let's start with John chapter 1 verse 16, my favorite verse in the Bible. All right. John chapter 1 verse 16. In the King James Bible, and I'm reading from the New American Standard. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. So in Jesus Christ, God has provided for us. And He's provided for us the fullness of Jesus Christ. And He's given to us the fullness of Jesus Christ in the reality of grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. So verse 17 says, in the New American Standard, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. So the fullness of Jesus Christ is an expression of grace and truth. And grace and truth have to be brought into us in a realization. So God provides for us in a realization. Faith is the substance of hope and the evidence. So through the substance of hope, that is faith, God manifests in us an evidence that is a growing realization. And this evidence is a living witness within us. So 1 John chapter 5 verse 10 says that he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. Has the witness in himself. God's provision has to be manifested in a reality within us. And that reality has to be lived. And as we live that reality, God provides for us in what He has given us in Jesus Christ. It is very important for us to understand this, that through this witness, a witness manifested through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So 1 John chapter 5 verse 8 says, there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And that's the witness of the cross, right? So when Jesus surrendered His Spirit to the Father, right, for judgment, right? That is part of God's provision to us, because Jesus was raised from the dead, because His Spirit was found to be the Spirit of holiness. You find that in Romans chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. We've done teaching in all this, so I'm not going to go through that again. Right? Spirit, water, and blood. Water and blood were realities that were manifested when the Roman soldier pierced the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Right? And outflowed water and blood. So 1 John chapter 5 verse 8 says that there are three that bear witness on earth. And that witness is manifested in spirit, water, and blood. That witness is manifested to us, within us, the moment you are born again. And when you were born again, that witness opened inside of you and you came alive to God. And lo and behold, God's provision to you as sons of God was opened. And God has begun a process of enabling you to receive and realize of His provision. And salvation is the process by which you come alive to what God has provided for you in Christ Jesus. The more of Jesus you receive, the more of the truth manifests in you. You come alive to more of the grace that God has made available to you. And you find that you are becoming a new person. So in the fullness of Jesus Christ to be opened inside of you in a witness, God is telling you that of His fullness you have received. So all this is going to be built inside of you. It's going to be developed inside of you in all eternity. So God's provision for you is in the Son. And in the Son He has provided for you a perfect nature, a perfect character. The character and nature of Christ Jesus. The character and nature of Mashiach Yeshua. The character and nature that we all need as the basis of everything that God gives us. Because without the right character and nature, we cannot be blessed. Because if we don't have the right character and nature, we will misuse everything that God gives us. So that character and nature God has given to us in Christ Jesus. So at the heart of what God has given us in Jesus Christ is the reality of a new character and a new nature. And He communicates that character and nature to you in the spirit and life of Jesus. Alright? The spirit and life of Jesus. And through the spirit and life of Jesus, He unveils inside of you the faith and love of Jesus. That's why Jesus is called the author and finisher of your faith. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Right? Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. And He authors and finishes your faith in His love for you. So you realize that God has begun a work in your life. And that work is the realization of all of the fullness of Jesus Christ. And that is the basis of everything that God has given you in Jesus Christ. Of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, and the law that was given through Moses proclaims that you and I are a sinful people. But grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ, and lo and behold, you are set free from sin through all that you receive and realize in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So in Jesus Christ, God gives you a reality that stands in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. So you see, the law and the prophets, the law demanding what we should be like before God, the prophets opening to us all of God's promises. And you realize that in Christ Jesus, all of those things are made alive in us. So in a simple example, thou shalt not steal becomes fulfilled in us in the nature and character of Jesus that will not steal. So if you receive the nature and character of Jesus, you will not steal. The thou shalt not commit adultery is brought to us in fulfillment in the nature and character of Jesus, because the nature and character of Jesus will never commit adultery. Amen. So that is the law. So God has given us the fulfillment of the law through the fullness of Jesus Christ. What we could not do under the law of the Old Testament, God brings into us in an enabling as He works into us the nature and character of Jesus. So if you want to be set free from sin, you have to pray and ask and energize by tongues the character and nature of Jesus, because it's the character and nature of Jesus enables you to break out of pride, break out of selfishness, break out of the anger, break out of the bitterness, break out of the foolishness, right? Break out of the greed, break out of the lust, break out of the rebellion, break out of the fear, break out of the covetousness, break out of the stubbornness, the arrogance, the self-righteousness. The nature of Jesus Christ is new life. Amen. Can you see that? Right. And how does God bring all that to you? He brings it to you through the Word, by fulfilling the Word inside of you. You see, the prophets in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 11 and 12, Jeremiah sees a vision. And in that vision, God asks him, Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah says, I see the rod of an almond tree. And the Lord tells him, you have seen well. For I am watching over my word to perform it. And that word that is performed inside of us is performed inside of us in the spirit and life of Jesus. It is performed inside of us in the testimony of Jesus. When something is performed in the Lord Jesus Christ, what is just told to you becomes a living reality inside of you. God fashions and forms the word inside of you. So through the spirit and life of Jesus, through the character and nature of Jesus, God takes the law, thou shalt not steal, and he works it inside of you in a reality that says, I have got no desire to steal. I have a desire to bless. I have a desire to give. I have a desire to share. Where did it come from? It came from the heart of Jesus, because it is of his nature. So what the word says, Jesus fulfills. And God has provided. Can you see that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So Jeremiah in chapter 15 says something to us. Jeremiah chapter 15 in the prophets again. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. See, Jeremiah just speaks this in the middle of a whole bunch of complaints that he's speaking before the Lord. He feels disappointed, he feels rejected, and suddenly this verse appears. And he says, I found your words, and I ate them. And your word became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. And then he goes back to his normal things. But suddenly this word comes out. And in the prophets, God is foretelling what the word will be like when Mashiach Yeshua, comes alive to us, that Jesus Christ will make the word living and abiding inside of us. The Lord Jesus Christ will unveil the word in living terms within us. When we see the word being performed in us in the name of Jesus, that word becomes part and parcel of God's provision. The word becomes alive. So when you pray in tongues, what are you praying in tongues for? One of the principal reasons why you pray in tongues is to energize the reality of the word in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Right? So you extract from within the word what God has put inside of it. For example, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We can read that. But that simple statement, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, has an infinite reality inside of it. Can you see that? For God so loved, God who is love, so loved that he gave his son. What does it really mean? So when you pray in tongues, you get inside that reality. Otherwise, you will just intellectually just read it superficially. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So we say, oh, God loves us. But what does it mean, God loves us? What does the love of God really mean? Can we receive that love? Can we grow in that love? Can we realize that love? Can we express that love? Can that love become the love of my heart and your heart? Amen? Yes, it can. Because God expresses his love to us through the Son. So when the Son is revealed in us, when the Son is brought alive in us, when the mystery of Christ is opened inside of us, God begins to energize inside of us a new reality of life. Are you listening? Right? God has provided for us in his Son. If you want to receive from God, the first person to focus on is Jesus Christ. If you want to see a promise in the Bible come alive in you, the first focus is Jesus, and then you look at the promise. And then you ask God for the wisdom that will make that promise alive to you in Jesus Christ. Alive to you in his spirit and his life. Alive to you in his character and his nature. Alive to you with his thoughts. Alive to you with his faith and his love. Are you understanding? If you understand something in the faith of Jesus, if you understand something in the love of Jesus, if you understand something in the character and nature of Jesus, it is totally different from how you will understand it in your own self. Because Jesus saw things totally differently from how you and I see things. What the Word of God is saying is this: I have provided for you in my Son. I have provided for you a whole new life. I have provided for you a whole new understanding, a whole new reality of wisdom and knowledge and power. I have provided for you a whole reality of the truth. And I will make it manifest inside of you. And with that Word that I make alive to you through Jesus Christ, I will create you. I will create you. So Ephesians 2:10 says that we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus. Amen? So what has God given you in Christ Jesus? He has created you in Christ Jesus. He's creating you in Christ Jesus. He has created in His will, in predestined terms. And He is creating you as you come alive to what He has given you in Jesus Christ. So as you walk in the Lord, you realize that there is a creative work being manifested in you. And when you pray in tongues, you can energize that reality of that creative work. It takes time, but you can see the fruits of the change in your life. Amen? So God changes you and He brings change into your life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So are you listening? Amen? Are you listening? What is God telling us? Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. The firstborn, that means the blueprint over all creation, is the reality of Jesus Christ. The spiritual blueprint that is to be ultimately manifested in all creation is of Him. Listening? It is of Him. So if you want to be what God wants you to be, the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer is not just praying. The answer is not just reading the Bible. The answer is not just going to church. The answer is not just being anointed. The answer is Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, there is a reality of prayer that will transform your life. Through Jesus Christ, there is a reality of the Word that will create you. Through Jesus Christ, there is a reality of things that will make you a new creation. Are you with me? God is telling you something, that in Christ Jesus, He begins a creative work. That's why we can be saved. He transforms us. He brings new things into us. Are you with me? He is the firstborn of all creation. Amen? And He is to be expressed first of all in us, who are the first fruits of what God wants to manifest. Alright, let's turn to James. Keep your finger on Colossians 1. Let's turn to James. James chapter 1. Verse 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Right? First fruits of His creatures. Now what does it mean, first fruits of His creatures? A new creation in Christ Jesus. Through the Son, He is bringing forth His sons first. He's establishing the highest level of His creation. And we are the first fruits of that creation. And that reality comes to us through Jesus Christ. So you will find in the Jewish calendar a feast called the Feast of the First Fruits. And when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, it was on the day of the first fruits. Alright? So when Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the day of the first fruits, God manifested a new reality called resurrection power. And that resurrection power is available for God to bring forth in us a new creation. Can you see that? So you have a witness inside of you in blood, water, and spirit. That through that witness within you, God means to develop resurrection power. So that you will do things in a way in which your flesh can never do it. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to accomplish what God will bring into you through resurrection power, through this witness that is going to permeate your being and make you a new creation. Enable you to do things you would never have done before. Amen. So when you pray in tongues, what do you energize within you? The power that works within you. Amen. That power that works within you comes through the word that God has given you in Jesus Christ. That word that God has given you in Jesus Christ. And that power is made manifest. So if you go and turn to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it says that Jesus Christ upholds all things by the rhema word of his power. What is rhema? John 6:63 says that rhema is the spirit and life of Jesus. So power, this resurrection power, is invested in the spirit and life of Jesus. And through the word of God, God takes takes the reality of that resurrection power that is in the spirit and life of Jesus, and he makes it alive in us as the word. Can you see that? And that becomes God's provision. And in that reality, you realize God has given you something. And he's enabled you to become what you would never become, no matter how hard you try. So if you don't understand this reality of what God has provided for you in the Son, and if you don't energize and realize that reality in the witness that God has given you through the cross, you cannot understand God's provision. Otherwise, you will just look at God as the people of the world look at God. Oh, he gave me the sun, he gave me water to drink, he gave me clean air. And that's the level of God's provision that we will understand. There are natural laws that govern the earth. There are spiritual laws. And you know, so we just live under those kind of terms. But here, what God is doing to you in Jesus Christ, he's bringing you into an intimacy with him. So you can realize God's provision in a totally different plane through the spirit and life of Jesus. You can become the vessels through whom God manifests the blessing. Vessels through whom you can release that blessing. Are you listening? So it's very important for you to understand that he is the first fruits. And through him we become the first fruits of a new creation. Blessed with every good thing bestowed. Blessed with every perfect gift. Listening? And that perfect gift and blessed with every good thing is part and parcel of God's provision. Amen? And it comes to us from the Father of lights, but it comes to us through the Son. Amen? And it manifests inside of our heart. We understand, we know, we receive, we realize. And as we walk into those things, we begin to grow. As God provides for us, we begin to grow. And in that growing, we begin to see what God has given us in Jesus Christ. And there is a humongous reality of God's provision awaiting each one of us. It is our responsibility to receive what God has provided for us in the Son. It is our responsibility because only through us is that provision going to be manifested through creation. Are you listening? The angels cannot receive Jesus Christ the way you and I can receive Jesus Christ. Hello. Because he went on the cross for you and me. Only you and I can understand Jesus Christ in the reality of what God is talking about in Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh Yireh manifested to us in a sacrifice. Only we can unveil it. Nobody else can. So it is our duty to receive and realize what God has given us in Jesus Christ. So let's look at another verse. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. So this provision in Jesus Christ, in Ephesians chapter 3, it says that this is a mystery. This is the mystery. So let's look from the New King James Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. First he says there is something called the mystery. Then he calls it the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ is to be revealed through the church. Alright, so let's look at verse 8. The last part of that verse, it says that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now in the New American Standard it says the... What does it say in the New American Standard? Let me just get that. 1 minute, please. In the New American Standard it says to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery or the stewardship of the mystery. Here in the New King James it says fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the unveiling of Jesus Christ through the church is to accomplish the purpose of God that he has had from the beginning of time. And you and I have been chosen to bring forth this mystery of Christ, so that the purposes of God will be fulfilled. Amen. And what God is talking about is the provision of the Son from the altars of our heart through our lives, that the fullness of the Son will be made manifest. Just imagine, brother, what sort of a human being you would be if you received of the Spirit and life of Jesus. Now in the Spirit of Jesus there is wisdom, there is knowledge, there is understanding, there is counsel, there is strength, there is faith, there is truth, there is the fear of the Lord. Right? There is life. Just imagine if you receive the Spirit of Jesus and that Spirit is then built inside of you in the character of Jesus, in the faith of Jesus, in the love of Jesus, in that spirit of holiness in which you can be clothed. Can you imagine what sort of a person you will be? You know, these words, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, are all limitless words in God. When we talk about holiness in God, it is a limitless word. When we talk about the nature and character of Jesus, it's a limitless word. Because it is perfection. And perfection is limitless. So what God has provided for you in Jesus Christ is what you will never be able to do as of yourself. You know, if you are an observer of the law, all you will find is what you can do. But if you receive the law in the fulfillment that comes in the Spirit and life of Jesus, you will walk in perfection. There will be no sin in you. Your thoughts will be pure thoughts. Your intents, your attitudes, your desires, your character, your nature will be pure, perfect. And so what does the Lord say? That he means to manifest through the church the mystery of Christ that will baffle the principalities and the powers, all those angels that rebelled against God, including Lucifer himself, that he will bring forth such a powerful work within us. So this name Yahweh Jireh can only be discovered if you discover the Son, if you choose to discover him, if you choose to ask God to reveal Jesus within you. You know, if you're struggling with prayer, if you're struggling with reading the Bible, if you're struggling with understanding the Bible, if you're struggling with trying to be a better person, if you're struggling with lust, with greed, and you wonder, why doesn't God set me free? It is very simple. It is not freedom that God is talking about. It is the Son that God is talking about. First the Son, then we will talk freedom. First receive my son, then I will talk about freedom for you. Because without the son, there is no meaning for me to set you free. Set you free from what? You will go back and do the same silly thing you have been doing all your life. Unless you receive my son, you cannot change. You can say, I fasted 40 days and 40 nights out of sheer willpower. And so you obtain change. Have you seen how the change disappears after some time? Why? Why can't it be sustained? Because only that which is unveiled in and by and through Jesus Christ can stand forever. That's why Jesus said, I am the truth. If you want the truth to set you free, it has to come from me. It is not just a question of memorizing the scriptures. You have to understand the scriptures in my spirit and my life. You have to understand the scriptures in the power of my resurrection. You have to understand the scriptures through me. I have to explain the scriptures to you in my character, my nature, my thoughts, my intents, my attitudes, my desires. I have to explain the scriptures to you in my wisdom, my knowledge, and my understanding of who God is. Because I am the truth. I am the Word of God. How did God create the heavens and the earth? Through the Word. Through the Word. So how is God going to create you and make you sons of God? Through the Word. But how is that Word going to come to us when we understand the Word of God with a misunderstood understanding? Right? When our understanding is all upside down. So God has to bring the Word to us through the Spirit and life of Jesus. He has to explain that Word to you through the life of Jesus. He's going to explain that Word to you by the Holy Spirit in the Spirit and life of Jesus. Are you listening? What is Spirit? Spirit is the anointing. What does the anointing do? It enables you to do what you cannot do. But there is no meaning to the anointing without Jesus. So we have found that people can be anointed and then go out and sin. We have found that Lucifer was anointed in the Holy of Holies and he fell. So how does God keep us before him? He can only keep us before him by manifesting Jesus into our being. Manifesting the fullness of Jesus Christ into us. Can you understand that? Otherwise you cannot be saved. You cannot be saved just because you pray. You cannot be saved just because you read the Bible. Only Jesus can save you. Only you can be saved by the name of God. Because the name of God is manifested to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you understanding? Right? So when God talks about provision, he says, this provision must come to you through my son. And I have given you my provision through his sacrifice. Because in that sacrifice, I expressed a perfect faith and a perfect love. In human terms. In that sacrifice, I forgave you. In human terms. In that sacrifice, I produced a testimony that can change that heart of stone into a heart of flesh. Not fallen flesh, but the flesh of the Lamb. So unless you receive something of Jesus, you will never change. You can pray until the cows come in. See, that's the real battle. The real battle, the real spiritual battle is to prevent Jesus from coming alive to the church. It is not to prevent us from building big churches. The devil is not bothered about how big we build churches. But he's bothered when we start unveiling Jesus. Because once we start unveiling Jesus, the devil is defeated. Because in Jesus Christ, the devil has already been defeated. And if we receive and realize the spirit and life and character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we receive the faith and love of Jesus, we will do things in perfection. And the devil is rendered powerless. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you listening? Right? Faith is the substance of hope. Right? That substance has to be of Jesus Christ. So you must learn to set your hope on Jesus Christ. Because 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 says that he who sets his hope on the Lord Jesus Christ is purified even as he is pure. How does that happen? Because hope manifests in substance. If you set your hope on Jesus, the substance will be of Him. And the substance that comes from Him is pure. That's why you have changed. That's why when you were born again, you saw dramatic changes in your life. Because some measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ was manifested in your being. And lo and behold, you were changed. And that was a real change. It was not make-believe change. If the Christian faith is just built on the realization of the fullness of Jesus Christ, we would have kicked the devil out of the world a long time ago. The power of God is manifested in Jesus Christ. The power of God is manifested in Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I'm reading from the New King James Bible. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now the Greek word for word there is rhema. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. We need to understand something. God builds things through faith. And that faith is manifested through the word of God, the rhema of God. God is telling us an awesome reality that through the rhema of God, God created. Are you listening? And the purpose of faith is so that you can realize of that rhema of God. So Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. So through the rhema of God, faith is manifested in substance. Whose substance? Because the rhema of God is in the spirit and life of Jesus, the substance will be of the spirit and life of Jesus. Are you listening? But all this will work only if your focus is on Jesus Christ. The moment your focus is on something less than Jesus, this process stops. Because there are many different kinds of rhema in the world we live in. The only way you can receive the rhema of God is through the testimony of Jesus. That's why the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation chapter 19 verse 10. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What is rhema? Spirit and life. What is the spirit of prophecy? The spirit that will fulfill the will of God. The spirit that will fulfill the purposes of God. So how does the spirit that will fulfill come to you? Through Jesus Christ. Through the testimony of Jesus. If you leave out the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go off in the wrong spirit. You will function in the wrong spirit. That's why Jesus said, I am the truth. So you have to read your Bible and receive what is in the scriptures through Jesus Christ. Amen. So you have to understand it through Jesus Christ. And you have to receive it through Jesus Christ. And in His spirit and in His life, God will manifest the substance of a new creation. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, you are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus. Created how? In substance. Right? If the substance of Jesus is manifested in you, new things will come alive in you. You know, brethren, when we look at ourselves, there are so many things we can't do. You can't do them, I can't do them. Even a cursory glance through the Bible will let you understand that there are so many things the Bible is talking about that you will never, and you and I will never do in and of ourselves. You are to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love ourselves already is such a big problem. How to love a God whom we can't see? How to love and forgive ourselves also some people cannot realize. Right? How are we going to love God? How are we going to love our brethren as ourselves? How is all that going to come? Now, we can't just pretend that we are going to practice all those things. It's not going to happen. The only way it's going to happen if something that is not a you know, there are so many things that we can't do of ourselves. How do we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? What on earth is all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? We don't know anything about those things. How do we love our neighbor as ourselves? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. How are you going to do that? Obviously, God has to do something that is radically different. God has to bring into us a reality that is entirely of Him. God has to work inside of us something that is entirely sovereign, something that you and I can't do. So if you read the scripture very carefully, through Jesus Christ, God has undertaken the task to do the impossible with you and me. He's undertaken to create us. And in creating us, He means to create in us a clean heart, a pure heart. And in creating us, He means to unveil in us the mind of Christ. And in creating us, He means to unveil in us the strength of God. A soul that will be set free from every trauma of sin, sickness, and disease. To manifest in us a body that is not subject to sin. To bring forth in us a new body. Now all this God has proposed to unveil through Jesus Christ. So today we are just talking about the first thing that God wants to unveil through Jesus Christ. The heart of everything that God does in your life and my life. A new creation, brethren. A new creation. And that new creation is manifested to you in the spirit and life of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And what does God do? Through the spirit and life of Jesus, He manifests the substance of the fullness of Jesus Christ inside of us, and we change. So when you pray in tongues, what do you pray for? You should pray that God will energize inside of you the substance of the Master's fullness, that He will take the word and manifest it to you in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. That you will see the flow of the word being manifested through Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you will just talk about promises given to Abraham. And you will talk about the faith of Abraham. But God wants you to discover the faith of Jesus Christ. Because the faith of Jesus Christ is perfect, pure. The faith of Jesus Christ will bring into you realities you have never dreamt before. Because if you can go through the entire Bible and you will find that there were men and women who knew God, but they all had serious flaws in their own character and their own nature. Take any character in the Bible and you will find this. There was one character who discovered the pathway to new life. And his name was Enoch. And the Bible simply says that Enoch walked with God. That's all he did. And he was not, because God took him. So what is God telling you? The secret to salvation, the secret to the impossible things facing us is to simply walk with God. So when we talked about God Almighty, what did God tell Abraham? Walk before me and be blameless. If you walk before me, you will be blameless because I will bring forth in you something that will enable you to do all things. Right? In order to walk before God, you need Jesus. Only Jesus can anchor you before God all the time. Because Jesus walked with God all the time, 24 hours of the day, in conscious, subconscious, and unconscious terms, He was always alive to God. He could draw strength from God all the time. He was alive to God all the time. That's why He could minister in such supernatural terms. That's why He could minister the whole day in the outside in the sun. and then be able to, after a hard day's ministry of several hours of ministry and teaching and preaching and praying, suddenly decide that he's going to pray the whole night. Where did he get the strength from? He got the strength from God. Because he had the same strength of a human being that we had. But what he had that was a difference was that he was able to draw from God what he did not have. Amen? And that's the key. Now we need to understand that. God has to provide that kind of a reality inside of us. If God does not provide that kind of reality inside of us, we will still be struggling. One day we are on a up, next day we are on a down. Sunday we feel great, the anointing was wonderful. By Wednesday it's all gone and you're back to your miserable self again. Barking at everyone around you and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have to go to church for my next fix. That's not Christian life. How long you want to do that? There has to be something that brings radical change inside of us. God has to provide for us in substance something that is brand new, something that is of Himself. And that substance is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. The Greek word for that substance is hypostasis. Amen? Hypostasis. Let's look at another verse that talks about it. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Or rather, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Listen to these words very carefully. For we have become partakers of Christ. Partakers of Christ. If we hold fast the beginning of our confidence, steadfast to the end. Now the Greek word for confidence there is hypostasis. So he's talking about the substance that becomes a confidence. It enables you to become a partaker of Christ. Listening? A partaker of Christ. In that substance you come to know Jesus. In that substance something of Jesus is made manifest inside of you. And lo and behold, as that substance grows, you unveil as a new creation. It started off as a seed, the seed of Christ. But it's meant to grow into a new creation in Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. That substance. So God's provision to you is in a creative work. Brethren, if you don't understand that God can create in you what you don't have, you will never grow in your Christian faith. You will always come to your limitations. And when you come to your limitations, frustration sets in. I'm praying and I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm fasting and I'm trying and I'm trying and nothing is happening. Millions and millions of Christians are being held in that point. You have not understood the scriptures in the right way. God has to bring into you something of Jesus and the breakthrough will come. You have to pray it. You have to energize it by tongues. Why did God give us tongues? So that we can enter into the mysteries of God. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. What does it say? When we pray in a tongue, we pray in a mystery. Isn't it? Praise the Lord. What is the big mystery that God wants to bring into our lives? The mystery of Christ. Amen. Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Verse 2 rather. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Why does he speak mysteries when talking to God? Because everything in God is a mystery. Man. Hello. Everything in God is a mystery. You have to discover God. Amen? So when you pray in tongues, you sidestep your small mind and my small mind, and we enter into the mysteries of God. God starts bringing into us the mysteries of His reality. What happens to a mystery? The mystery becomes a revelation. So what is the revelation that we need? The revelation of Jesus Christ. But the revelation of Jesus Christ manifests to you in the substance of His fullness. something of Christ Jesus, something of the blueprint that God manifested in Christ Jesus manifests inside of you, and you are enabled to change. Are you with me? You're not going to go where God wants you to go by trying harder. You have to receive, brethren. God is the provider. What is the meaning behind God being the provider? That you have to receive what He provides. Because God is the provider is an absolute reality. Hello. We're not talking about Santa Claus who brings his Christmas present. God provides absolutely. God provides in absolute terms. When God says, I am the provider, He's telling you, I provide everything that makes life. I provide everything for my creation. Everything in my creation is sourced from me. I am the provider. There is none besides me. And I have chosen to provide for you in my Son. If you do not receive my Son, then you will have defeat in your life, because He overcame death. The church has been given the task of unveiling Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, we have been very impressed unveiling ourselves. But what God wants is to unveil Jesus through each one of us. And we are struggling because we refuse to unveil Jesus. We still want to talk about ourselves. We are still talking about what I can do and what I can do for God. I mean, seriously, we are talking about the Almighty God, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, immutable. He has lived from eternity to eternity. There has never been a time when He has never been. He knows all things. And you want to give Him something? You want to do something for the God who is so powerful? So we need to understand. That's why Jesus said, I can do nothing on my own initiative. Why did He say that? He could raise the dead. He could turn the water into wine. He could walk on water. He could stop the storms. And in John chapter 5, verse 31, I think. Let's turn to that. Verse 30 or 31. Jesus says, I can do nothing of my own initiative. Why does He say that? Because He sees God as His provider. Right? He sees God as His provider. And we have to understand that. Verse 30. I can do nothing on my own initiative. Verse 19. Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself unless it is something He sees the Father doing. What is He saying? Until I see my Father opening something to me, I can't do it. It is not that He can't do things on His own. But you see, He lives in a different reality. He lives by realizing the provisions of God. That's why when He had to pay His taxes, He caught a fish. Had Peter to catch the fish. Found the gold coin inside there and He said, go and give it to the tax collector. And we have paid our taxes. Listening? So God is talking about a brand new reality that He has provided for us in Christ Jesus, and He's asking us to get into Jesus Christ. You know, we see so much of pain in the Christian world. So many Christians with so many burdens struggling. So many Christians stubbornly insisting that they are going to do things for themselves. Taking the Bible and looking at how we can find out how we can do more things that God will bless us with. So we try and we try and we try. We've been trying for 2,000 years, guys. What have we accomplished in 2,000 years? But it's the Lord who must manifest from our hearts. Then we will see radical change. Then we will see dramatic change. Then we will see ourselves doing things that we never imagined we would do. When are we going to allow God to come through? Don't get me wrong. You can pray and God does give you a bigger house and a bigger car. For how long are you going to think the world is going to be saved because you got a bigger car and you got a bigger house and your son went through life well? When are you going to realize that for the human race to be saved, something far more has to manifest? Jesus has to come alive. We have to express Him. We have to receive Him. We have to realize of Him. We have to give expression to Him so that the world will live. Because if He does not come forth, we will keep on repeating the same cycles. Right? So God gives to us in the substance of the Master's fullness. And it's a creative substance. Amen? So in that substance, you can immediately see that you can have a clean heart. Because God can create in you a clean heart. You can have a pure heart because God can create in you a pure heart. How does that substance come? Through the hearing of the Rhema word. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's one of the reasons why we put these messages on tape, so that you can hear and hear and hear. Hear what the word of God is saying. Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just pray in tongues and let God do the work. And you will see the revelation come alive inside of you. Right? And you will be taught of God. That's what this Bible school is all about. Being taught of God. And God teaches you in substance. And when the substance is manifested inside of you, it becomes part and parcel of your being. It becomes the abiding. So hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord indeed. Right? So God has given us through Rhema. I just want to spend a few minutes on Rhema. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The Rhema that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Because they are His words, they manifest to you His spirit and His life. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Rhema of God. The Rhema of God communicates to you in the spirit and life of Jesus. Amen? In the spirit and life of Jesus. And that Rhema in the spirit and life of Jesus brings into you something of Jesus that you don't have in yourself. Something of Jesus that you cannot go into the supermarket, or you cannot spend a whole lifetime working for. Something of Jesus that will bring radical change inside of you. Amen? Brings into you a new character. Brings into you a new knowledge form. Brings into you a new understanding. Brings into you a power to enable you to do something you would never be able to do by yourself. Amen? Remember Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3? That Jesus Christ upholds all things by the Rhema of His power. So in His Rhema is the resurrection of the Lamb. So when God communicates to you through the Word, He wants to release into you the Spirit and life of Jesus. And in the Spirit and life of Jesus, there comes the power to do what you cannot do. Are you listening? Amen? So if you find yourself stuck in something that you can't do, the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer is not you trying harder. The answer is that you have to receive from Jesus something that you don't have. God has to provide for you in Jesus Christ. God has to take something of Jesus and manifest it inside of you. And you have to be prepared to wait until God does that. So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, it talks about this power in this way. The surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. What is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe? You have to believe. The moment you believe, the power is, you are connected into the power that God brings into your life. And He describes this power as the surpassing greatness, the power that is above every other kind of power. And it's made alive to you. in the name of Jesus, made alive to you through His Spirit and His life, made alive to you through Rhema. That Rhema, that by which God created the worlds. Are you listening? Amen. And that's the key to how God is going to change you. So when you are stuck with something, you read something in the Bible and you can't understand it, or you're trying to understand what it means in the deeper sense of the word, pray in tongues. Let the Lord teach you. Let the Lord energize the mystery. Amen. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to God. Right? Let's look at that. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever. God doesn't explain how this happens in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, He tells you that reality of something that lasts forever is because of the substance of Jesus Christ, the substance of His fullness, that substance that is given to you through His Spirit and His life, because of His faith for you. You know that faith is substance, right? So the faith of Jesus for you has substance, the substance of His fullness for you. So if you hook into Jesus by setting your hope on Him, you are open to the substance that comes in His faith. That's why Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. How does He author and finish your faith? With His faith. Amen? So the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to you belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. You understand that in the Old Testament, no one was able to observe the law. People tried. Moses tried. Elijah tried. And at key points in their life, they fell. John the Baptist tried. As a man of the law, John the Baptist was the finest. But when he was in prison, he turns around and he asks Jesus, "Are you the Christ?" Why did he do that? Because he had come to a point where his righteousness just failed. So God has to give us something, and He gives us that something through Jesus Christ. Please, if you have a problem, if you are unhappy, if you feel God has left you high and dry, the answer is Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus Christ, God comes to you. He has to come to you because He cannot deny Jesus Christ. Because God has sworn an oath in His own name in Jesus Christ. God has to come through. If you are willing to focus on Jesus and build your life in Jesus, all things are possible to you through Christ who strengthens you. But how does Christ strengthen you? Christ strengthens you with the substance of His fullness. It's a communication in His Spirit and in His life. It's a communication that brings something of Him into you. And when something of Jesus is manifested inside of you, you have received the perfect provision of God. You see, what does God say? If something of Me is revealed inside of you, you will do what you cannot do. Nobody could observe the law, but He says, all of you who receive of the revelation of My word, you will be able to observe the words of this law. What is He saying? That there is something that I will provide for you that will enable the law to be manifested in you in fulfilled terms. Amen. So God manifests that creatively. Right? Praise the Lord. And we can take this and into every field of human endeavor. And we can excel. We will be the head and not the tail. We alone will be above and we will never be beneath. Are you listening? Especially you young people. Listen to the word of God. God creates with His word. There is no power greater than the power that is invested in the word of God. But remember, that power lies only in the Spirit and life of Jesus. That's why all things are brought to subjection to Jesus Christ. That's why He stands as the firstborn of the creation. over the creation. Praise the Lord. So the first reality of God the provider is that He provides for you creatively. If you can understand that, everything is possible in your life. Only thing is, it will take time. When you come before God, you cannot rush, because God is not going to be rushed by your agendas. God will do His work in His time, and you have to sit down and wait for Him. Why does He insist on that? Because one of the key ingredients of understanding God is the fact that you must understand and know that you must obey Him. So how does God make us obey Him? By telling us to wait. And every time you don't wait for Him, you go and end up in a new mess. Then you come back to Him and He said, what am I trying to tell you? Every time you try and run ahead of me, you're going to end up in a mess. And it will keep on happening until you decide that this is not going to work. Yeah? So please, turn to God and ask Him to reveal Jesus to you. So remember Paul's prayer, that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards you who believe in Him. And these are in accordance with the strength of His might, when He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand, far above every principality, power, might, and dominion. Praise the Lord. So the revelation of Jesus Christ is what you need to pray for every day. You can pray for every other thing you want to pray, but make sure you pray for the revelation of Jesus Christ first, because Jesus Christ is preeminent. He has to have first place for anything to really happen in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this provision that God gives you in Jesus Christ is a Passover. And God wants you to rise into the mount of the Lord so that you can see things from the perspective of being eagles. All right? And not see things like chickens, scrounging around and thinking, my goodness, my problem for today is the ultimate problem. See, God has to change and transform our thinking. Everything has to be provided. See, the mind of Christ is part of God's provision. What is He saying? To think like Jesus. To see what Jesus saw. Amen? Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. A new creation that is to be manifested as Your workmanship, Father. And this workmanship is going to enable us to become partakers of Christ. And we will have a confidence, O God, that is of the substance of the Master's fullness, enabling us to do things in His name, enabling us to do things as partakers of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to do things so that we will walk before You always, knowing, Lord, that when we walk before You, we are blameless. Knowing, Lord, that when we walk before You, You will come through our lives. Because of all that You have given us in Christ Jesus, all things are possible, Father. It takes time. The time is because we need to change. The time is because we need to receive and realize new things in You. But Lord, the potentials of the life that You have given us in Christ Jesus are amazing, awesome. They have the potentials, O God, of realities that will stand forever. And for this, we want to give You glory and honor, worship and praise. So bless us, O God, that we will understand, O God, Your ways. That we will understand the matchless treasure of Jesus Christ that is to be manifested in our hearts. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized in Jesus Christ. So we ask You, Father, to enable that process of realization to be released into us, Lord. That everything that is within us, O God, will come alive to this realization of the awesomeness of Your provision in Jesus Christ. That all things will be possible in our lives. Give us the courage and the strength to trust You, Father. Give us the courage and the strength to walk into what you are saying to us in the word. And bring forth your word into us. Create in us that clean heart. Create in us the eyes that will see you, Father. Create in us the ears that will hear, O God, your ways, O God, your words, O God. And through your word, fashion us, Father. Make us in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ, so that we will do all things as we receive and realize more and more of the Master. Bless us, Father, that we will bless you with our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.